Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're in Psalm 119, where we read in verse 10, David said, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments." Now, this word sought has been translated inquire 43 times. How do we seek the Lord? How do we inquire? Well, we get into His Word, we let His Word get into us, and we pray. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, and so the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are in total harmony, and as with our whole heart we inquire after God, we will get the information that God wants us to have. And so He says, "Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." And so in verse 2 of Psalm 119, we saw it says there, "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, and they that seek Him with the whole heart." But by the time we get down to verse 10, David's making it very personal. He says, "With my whole heart have I sought thee." Verse 34, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." And then in verse 58, "I entreated thy favor with my whole heart." And then we read in 69, "The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart." And then in 145 of Psalm 119, he said, "I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes." And so again in verse 10, he says, "Let me not wander from thee." Now, he mentions that a few times in this chapter. First of all, as we read here in verse 10, "Let me not wander from thy commandments." And then in verse 21, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed and which do err." That's the same Hebrew word as translated wander in verse 10. "They err from thy commandments," verse 21. And then in verse 118, "Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statute, for their deceit is falsehood." And so he said, "Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." The word commandment or commandments is found here 23 times. In John 15 and 14, Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." And so James 2:23 said, "Abram believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." If we want to be God's friend, what we have to do is what Abraham did. Abraham believed God. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield.